Welcome to the Advent Reflections Podcast. This week, we focus on the theme of peace. Within the midst of your busy day, create some space to center your mind and connect with God during these next few moments. Today, we enter the Christmas story through the reading of the book of Isaiah, chapter 11, verses 1 through 9. A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his roots, a branch will bear fruit. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of might, the Spirit of the knowledge and fear of the Lord, and he will delight in the fear of the Lord. He will not judge by what he sees with his eyes or decide by what he hears with his ears, but with righteousness he will judge the needy. With justice he will give decisions for the poor of the earth. He will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth. With the breath of his lips he will slay the wicked. Righteousness will be his belt, and faithfulness the sash around his waist. The wolf will live with the lamb, the leopard will lie down with the goat, and the calf and the lion and the yearling together, and the little child will lead them. The cow will feed with the bear, and their young will lie down together. And the lion will eat straw like an ox. The infant will play near the cobra's den, and the young child will put its hand into the viper's nest. They will neither harm nor destroy on all my holy mountain. For the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea.
This scripture was written hundreds of years before Jesus, and to those who first heard it, it must have sounded like madness. Here's the quick history. The Assyrian Empire is preparing to decimate Judah, the homeland of God's people, and the prophet Isaiah wants to talk about the renewal of the nation's former glory? The stump of Jesse represents a kingdom that has been cut down. Israel now looks nothing like their former majesty, under Jesse's son, King David. But contrary to what it seems, this stump is not dead. It will grow again. Though the promises of God may appear decayed and powerless, a hopeful word from the prophet whispers, "Just you wait." Isaiah sees God sending a strong king, and the hallmarks of his rule are peace and security. Shalom, the Bible calls it. Peace through and through, a well-being that encompasses and transforms all of nature. God's promises may require time to work themselves out, but they extend to the whole world. Isaiah believes to his core that God can change everything. When we are threatened or stressed or anxious and desperately longing for peace, or when it seems like all we've got left is just a stump, the promise, "just you wait," may still not put us at ease right away. But faith requires waiting, as God's people down through the centuries know well. At Christmas, we're reminded that the waiting is worth it. In Jesus, God does bring peace, deep shalom, wholeness, even if it is yet unrealized in all the ways we're hoping for. Let this ancient promise from Isaiah and its fulfillment in Jesus strengthen your faith that God can still bring about true and lasting peace. In these next moments of quiet, let's reflect on this hope in the practice of a breath prayer, with each deep inhale remembering God's promises, and with each exhale whispering, "Come, Lord Jesus." God, we thank you for your promise to come and bring peace. Come and fulfill your promise in our lives and in our world. We depend on you for your strength as we wait today. Amen.
Thank you for joining today's Advent reflection. If you'd like to continue with a moment of worship, listen to the song, O Come, Emmanuel, from the Colors of Christmas Mountain Worship album by clicking on the link in today's show notes. Until next time, may you accept the peace of God as a welcomed companion.